The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says Britain has committed piracy by seizing a tanker carrying Iranian oil. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said the UK seeks to legitimize such wicked actions. He said that these moves will not go unanswered. Elsewhere in his remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei touched upon Tehran reducing its commitments under the Iran nuclear deal in response to Washington's withdrawal from the agreement. He said that Iran will definitely continue to scale back its obligations under the deal. The leader further said that the major scourge gripping Western governments is their arrogance, which, as he explained, is the reason behind unsolved problems between Iran and Europe. For more on that, we're joined by Professor Mohammad Marandi, a professor at Tehran University, who is joining us right now. Professor, could you please elaborate more on the comments of the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution? He said that the move, seizing a tanker carrying Iranian oil, is a move that will not remain unanswered.
There are a number of important things that I think are sort of linked with each other in his statement today, and that is the general theme is the arrogance of the Europeans, in that on the one hand, for example, the British, they use piracy to take an Iranian tanker. They justify it, of course, like they always do, but it is an illegal act, and the leader said that Iran will definitely retaliate because it is that the problem is basically the arrogance of these countries, and they have to be put in their place in order to normalize relations. The same is true with the European Union commitments within the framework of the JCPOA. In their arrogance, they expect Iran to abide by all of its commitments, yet they refuse to abide by any of their commitments. So when it comes to lawlessness, when it comes to violating agreements, the European Union and Western countries give themselves a free pass, whereas when they're the countries that have to deal with the Western regimes are taken into account, they are expected to abide by their commitments in contrast to the Europeans.
Professor, could you also elaborate on the part where the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has pointed out that Iran will continue decreasing its commitments with the JCPOA as long as the other signatories do not hold up their end of the bargain?
Again, I think that the two issues are sort of similar in that he said that the lawlessness taking of the Iranian tanker will be will receive a response. The British will be punished for it. And I think that with regards to the JCPOA, he's pursuing a very similar policy, and that Iran will continue to decrease its commitments because it will no longer accept Western countries giving themselves a free pass and expecting other countries to abide by commitments. If the Europeans don't abide by their commitments, we will no longer be abiding by the commitments that we were supposed to work within in accordance with the nuclear deal. And the same is true with our ships. If they are going to behave lawlessness in a lawlessness manner with regards to shipping, then the Iranians can play the same game.
Thank you very much, Professor Mohammad Marandi, professor at Tehran University, elaborating on the comments made by leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei.